Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob G, we want you to jump in and set the scene for LeBron James, and this will be great for Lindsay to talk about as well, because Lindsay's in that whole coaching and AAU and all that and just where these kids are. And so all of a sudden, you know, Bronny goes from, is he going to declare for the draft and all this, and he's going to be a first-round pick, to he was dropped today by ESPN. When we talk about their draft board. So, Rob G, explain what happened.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head there, Rob Parker. So, Bronny James, who has been the talk of NBA draft circles for, what, 5 or 6 years now, not because he's a great prospect or anything, but because LeBron James has made it abundantly clear that one of his goals is to play an NBA season with his son, which has led to some say that, you know, LeBron has a player option next season. He could conceivably, you know, use that player option to go wherever Bronny gets drafted. Well, ESPN, because Bronny is not having a great season, he's averaging 5-2-2 on 37% shooting for a underwhelming USC basketball program.
And this team's bad.
Team's terrible.
Yep.
And as a result, he has been dropped off their latest mock draft for 2024, which prompted LeBron James, in a since-deleted tweet, I think he figured all the blowback was not working out for him, to put out, quote, this is LeBron James, "Can y'all please just let the kid be a kid and enjoy college basketball? The work and results will ultimately do the talking, no matter what he decides to do. If you don't know, he doesn't care what a mock draft says. He just works, earned, not given," which is a far cry, Rob, from what LeBron James said as recently as last month following a Lakers loss to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Now listen up, Lindsay, closely.
When he said in the locker room with media members standing all around, quote, "Bronny could play for us right now. Easy."
I remember.
Okay. And here we go, Lindsay. I'm just going to say it's the ultimate hypocrisy from LeBron. It's okay to talk about, A, you remember earlier in the year, too, he talked about he could play in the NBA right now. He's better than 75% of the guys in the league or something of that ilk. And then he's talking about Bronny just recently. And now that he's not on a mock draft, leave the kids alone and don't put them in. Just let them play. You can't have it both ways. When you interject Bronny into the conversation and saying he's better than most guys in the league and he could play for the Lakers right now, you can't ask people to back off when he's dropped from the mock draft. And Lindsay, this is just it. This ain't attacking Bronny. It's unbelievable he's even out on the court given his cardiac arrest, right? That he had.
Right.
When it's an incredible story.
Right.
But let's be honest. If this was anybody else and you were averaging 5 points in college on a bad basketball team and you had shooting 37% from the field, nobody would even be asking why you were in a mock draft anyway. Am I right?
No, you're right. You're right. But I think I'm not mad at Bron for taking up for his son. I'm not even mad for him for pushing his son to get to the league. You know, it is what it is. He has that power right now. He has that power to project his son to be, you know, wherever he thinks he feels like he is. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Bron hasn't had a great year. And you mentioned the cardiac arrest part of it. Just to see him back playing is a blessing, right?
Yeah, it is a blessing. And I'm not, it's not about Bronny, so to speak. But my point, Lindsay, is you can't have it both ways. No, you can't tell the media that he could be playing for the Lakers now, okay? So you're putting him out in the mainstream, in the media consciousness, right? And then when it's not going good, to say, let the kids play. Why are you bothering my son? You can't do that.
But that's the parental part of him, protecting his son. You're right. You can't have it both ways. But in this instance, Bron wants to protect his son, and he's not, you know, having the type of season that a projected first round pick would have right now. And so, you know, Bronny's, he wants it both ways. Rob, let him live.
Hey, all right, he can have it both ways, but people gonna push back. People like Rob Parker gonna push back.
Of course,
because that's what I do. And you know what? If Bronny can make it to the league, more power to him.
Right.
But you get,
so, Rob, what's the difference in all these coaches when they were hiring their sons and their sons are becoming coaches in the NBA? What's the difference?
Because there's a difference, and you know this. Out on the court, it's the ultimate. You know whether somebody belongs on the court, and you know office jobs and all these other things are subjective.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We saw that in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer, right, with Tim Tebow. If you don't measure up, the people in the locker room know that. Am I right?
Right.
You ain't never been on no team. Tell me you've been on a team that guy don't deserve to be in the NBA, and it was somebody's son they put on the team. You ain't never played with nobody like that.
No, you're right. You're right. Now, honestly, though, I actually watching Bronny play.
Now, I was going to ask you, give me your critique.
I was always a fan because I thought as a young kid he played the right way. And, you know, when he started really exploding athletically and I just saw his ability, I was a fan. I was like, dude, he's good. Like, he's really good.
He's not great, though. Can we say that? I'm not saying he's good, but he's not great, Lindsay. And I think that's what people – you know, when you start talking about being a lottery pick or a first-round pick, you got to be a creme de la creme. You're talking about 5 points
though,
and
Rob.
Playing defense.
Not
that
anymore.
Doesn't normally get you drafted.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Look at the drafts, the past drafts. There haven't been just a clear-cut number one guy or top 10 guys. Think about it. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah, but you got to show me a guy who gets drafted in the first round averaging 5 points in college. If you can show me another guy, then I'll buy it. I'm just keeping it real, Lindsay. You can't give me one guy who was drafted in the first round averaging 5 points in college.
No, well, Darko was averaging 8. He got drafted number 2.
Yeah, but he was four. What? How old was he? He was 8. He was 17 when he got drafted in Europe. You got to admit that.
Yeah, he was 17
years old. Because I remember he had they gave him a pass that he was 17. Go ahead.
Right. But you know, he will be scrutinized. And Bron is not having a great season thus far. But the team is not good. Their team is not good at USC. They're all around bad right now. So I think that has something to do with it. I think, you know, him having the medical issues had a lot to do with his slow start right now. But I think he'll get better. And I'm not saying, you know, how much better he'll get. Will he get to the point where he justifies being a first-round pick or a second-round pick? Who knows? Will LeBron use his authority to say, I want to play with my son, to force someone to taking him? Who knows? That could happen.
I agree with that. I think that he's going to come out Bronny this year. I really believe that, and LeBron will want to play with him because
of course
his clock is ticking. LeBron, let's just face it, 20 years, you just keep – the clock is ticking. He can't wait for Bronny for 2 years. He could get hurt, Lindsay. A lot of stuff can happen between now and waiting for Bronny to fully develop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's on borrowed time now, especially – and I don't even know if – him playing with Bronny necessarily means that he's still trying to win another chip. That just means he wants to play with his son.
Right. He wants to do something special and unique.
Right.
And look, and he doesn't, I mean, he doesn't impact winning like he used to. Even the good numbers he puts up, the Lakers don't win all the time, even with his good numbers.
No.
It is different.
Yeah, it's different. You're asking one of the greats that has, you know, dominated for so long to still lead a team. At this point in his career, it's tough. You know, he has to have a better supporting cast if they want to compete for a championship, and I just don't think they have it this year.
And for people who don't know, Lindsey was a first-round pick. He was the 10th pick overall in the 1993 draft from Jackson State. Hello, is this on?
I love.
To be able to be a number one pick from Jackson State, Lindsey, right?
Definitely. Definitely. And you know, I was talking to Carlos Rogers the other day because, you know, he was from Tennessee State. And I think Carlos was like an 11th pick or 12th, something like that. We were just going through how many, you know, HBCU players have been drafted in the lottery. And it's a slim group of us. Nope. It's not a lot of us.
No doubt.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Let's kick it off here, Andy. Let's do some NBA. And Rob G, I want you to jump in because, Andy, I got a bone to pick with where we are in the NBA and kind of in sports. Rob G, hit us up.
Sure. So last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Dallas Mavericks on a buzzer beater from like 60 feet away.
That was an unbelievable shot. My goodness gracious.
It was awesome. And then after the game, Donovan Mitchell, current star of the Cavs, was talking with the reporters about, you know, the game and some of the players, particularly about Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie Irving made a return to Cleveland. It was a very emotional night for him. He tweeted about it. He talked about it himself. And during the conversation, Mitchell was asked about Kyrie Irving potentially getting his jersey retired in Cleveland. Here's what Mitchell said, quote, "He should have his jersey retired for sure. Being able to do what he did at the highest level year after year, to go from not winning to being able to do that and have the impact, I think is something that this truly remarkable. Obviously, what he's done in the playoffs in his career in Cleveland, where he brought the city a championship, I feel like him, K-Love, and Bron should all have their jerseys retired."
Andy, here's the problem. We now live in the NBA participation trophy era. Everybody is a Hall of Famer. Everybody is a GOAT. Everybody's number should be retired. Everybody should get a tribute video. What is going on in the NBA and in sports where everybody wants to be crowned and given something? I don't even get it. And I'm not knocking Kyrie. He was a part of that team that came back from 3-1 when the Warriors choked and LeBron and them won a championship for Cleveland, the first one in 50 years. And you could commemorate that championship. But Kevin, everybody and their uncle should get their number retired.
It's a joke.
Why did he stop there? Why didn't Kyrie get a statue out front next to LeBron if you're going to do that?
All I know is this. Shouldn't you have to play for a certain team for a certain number of years before you get your number retired?
Thank you.
And more than that, I don't think a championship is the key to getting your number retired. Look, this whole thing, this garbage started, you know when? When the Houston Rockets retired James Harden's number. What was that all about? James Harden's number is retired with the Rockets. And what have they done? Think about it. I think that you have to have a steadfast career with one team for X amount of years, and then perhaps you could get your jersey retired. Jerseys retired, is it almost equal to being a almost Hall of Famer when you get your jersey retired?
100%. It should be the ultimate compliment where somebody is synonymous with an organization. Kyrie has been on, I don't know, how many teams now? Six? I mean, like, seriously, you don't even think it. Do you really think of Kyrie as just the Cavaliers? And no. I get it with the championship trophy. He made the big three. And I'm not saying that when you commemorate that team, but do you really, really feel like that is worthy of having your number retired? I'm with you. You have to have played for a team for a long time, had success, but be synonymous or be where fans feel like this guy had the ultimate impact on an organization. I say it all the time. When they put LeBron's statue out in front of the arena in Cleveland, in one hand he should have a basketball, Andy, and in the other hand he should have a suitcase. I mean, that would wrap up LeBron's career.
But let's go back to the Boston Celtics where they hardly have any numbers left to wear because most of them are retired. But I have no problem with that because, A, the run that they had, didn't they have something like 11 championships in 13 years? And these guys performed on those teams. There wasn't any movement. The free agency deal, they stayed in Boston. And certainly guys like Casey Jones didn't have great statistics, but he was part of the team. That's right. The thing. Those guys' numbers should have been retired, and they were.
It's like the Yankees. The Yankees won 27 championships. I mean, it's hard to have won that many championships and not reward the players who were a part of so much winning. Right. The winningest franchise easily in American sports, but I think probably worldwide, I don't know all the other records and teams around the world, but Andy, I would guess it's either number one or right up there as a franchise to win 27 championships. And I just, when Kevin Durant went back to Brooklyn, you remember he demanded a trade.
Right.
They gave him
a tribute video. For what? They didn't even win a tribute video. He asked out. Why would you give him a tribute video?
Amazing. But the James Harden thing's crazier. It really is. What did he do in Houston? What did the Rockets do? His number's retired. Was that done because they hoped that they would get him back to come to Houston? I don't get it. I'm going back to the Knicks now.
I'll say this with the Houston. They won two championships, so they have something to celebrate. There's no reason to just put James Harden's jersey up because he put up empty calorie stats. I mean, he put up stats.
Right.
Hall of Fame? No.
It's a joke. Now go back to the Knicks in 73 when they won it. I think number 19, Willis Reed's retired. 22, Dave DeBusschere is retired. May they rest in peace. I think Bill Bradley's 24 is retired. Other than that, I don't think Dick Barnett's number's retired. Did they retire Earl Monroe's? I don't know. But I know Reed and DeBusschere and Bradley are retired.
Right. You can't retire everybody's number. Right. And then the other thing, too, is you can't just start putting up jerseys because you want to sell tickets. Or, you know, you're a franchise. Like, oh, here's the other one. The Orlando Magic. Shaq, I think, played there, 4 years? Didn't win anything. They went to a finals. And they retired his number. Why in the world would the Orlando Magic retire Shaquille O'Neal number?
Because Shaquille O'Neal is a big name. He'll talk about it nationally on TV.
But that does
right?
Build your own history. Why don't you wait until somebody wearing your uniform plays a long time, delivers a championship or something? Those are the people whose numbers should be retired. When you look at the Dallas Mavericks, right, and Dirk, he finally got them over the hump. They won a championship, right? He played there for, 19 seasons? That's the guy's number you retire.
Right.
Do you retire everybody who was on that team? No.
I don't understand where Donovan Mitchell got this brainstorm to retire Curry's number. However,
they're all friends. They're all buddies.
Yeah, but you know what?
This is what they do, Andy. This is what they do.
But it's more than that. I think before any player in any league puts on a uniform, I'm talking about football, basketball, baseball, they need to have kind of a history course, go to the Hall of Fame of their sport, see what it's all about. Because to throw out stories like retire this guy's number, you have to see numbers that are retired and how they got retired. Let him go to Springfield, Mass. And see the numbers that are retired in professional basketball. That's what he needed to do.
Yeah, I mean, but this is a part of society we talk about all the time. I can remember playing Little League Baseball, Andy, and we played in the World Series, you know what I mean, the championship.
Right. Right.
The team that won the championship, they got trophies. We didn't get trophies, runner-up.
And you shouldn't have.
No. But now every kid, they feel like every kid has to get a trophy. It's not fair for them to play the whole season. And then you have trophy night. It was supposed to be something that you could go out and aspire to. Next year at trophy night, I want a trophy, right? Isn't that part of it?
Rob, I'm going to tell you something. It's kind of filtering down to college sports. What do I mean by that? The chances that are given on college sports, you have three chances to go to the tournament, okay? You got the preseason, which is like preview games, exhibition. You got the conference season. And if you fail in that, you could go in the conference 0-16 and win the conference tournament and go to the NCAA tournament, okay? And it's a joke, but they do it for money. And I don't understand why they say they're doing it for money, because I watch those conference tournament games and there's no one in the stands. No one's there.
No,
they play in front of nobody.
It's a television money, you know that. Yeah, they don't care about tickets. It's a television money.
But it's like, give me another chance to do it. You know,
crazy.
That's what it's all about.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us.
Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Caitlin Clark, you just heard Steve DeSega, right? She has put her name in for the WNBA draft. She could have come back to Iowa, right?
Yep.
To play a fifth season because of COVID.
Yep.
She decided against it. She's going to turn pro. And that's a good thing for her. This is not about her. This is about all the other women, sports fans, who have not helped make this what it should be. And what I'm talking about is the WNBA. So that Caitlin Clark would have a place to come and make the money she deserves to be to make. She'll make her money off the court, okay? Yeah, because she's that good.
Mm-hmm.
And that marketable. But she won't make her money as a basketball player like guys get a chance to do.
Right.
Most of the great WNBA players have to go to Europe to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear all the time, it ain't fair. They don't treat the WNBA like the NBA, and they don't pay the same amount of money, and the TV, the games are other. Women could change that overnight. Women, not men, Kerry.
In what way, Rob?
By supporting the WNBA. They, for whatever reason, they have refused to support the WNBA. TV executives look at numbers, Kerry.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Wrestling can be fake until the cows come home. If the number's big, guess what? It's on television.
Yeah.
Prime time, Monday Night Raw. The numbers are big. When Caitlin Clark plays this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are big.
It is.
But when it came to the WNBA, this league has been around for like 28 years, 1996. I'm going to challenge you, Kerry, right now. How many WNBA games have you been to?
How many have I been to?
Yes.
I've been to a handful.
Okay. In 28 years.
In 28 years.
And you can count them on one hand.
Oh, I'm not exaggerating. A handful. Yeah.
Okay. Did you pay for any of those tickets?
I can't believe you did that to me, Mary. I did not. No, I did not pay for any
Rob
of those
G,
tickets.
Rob G, have you been to the WNBA? You have a daughter. You have
I
a
have
wife.
Not.
Rob G has not.
He hasn't been to one.
Steve DeSager, have you been to a WNBA game?
I don't believe I have.
There you go. Mary.
Had a little lamb.
Who's our engineer right now? She has her head bowed down. Have you been to a WNBA game?
No.
There you go. Kerry, this is my point. Now, all the guys in the room, I'm not mad at you. Because there are enough women. There are more women than men in this country.
Yes.
Women have effects on the elections. If the housewives on and suburban housewives vote a certain way, Kerry, can it swing it?
Yes.
Black women, their votes, and they vote.
Yeah.
Black guys don't go to the polls. Black women, you better court black women because they go to the polls and they always vote.
They do.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is my point about Caitlin Clark. Everybody thinks she's going to come and be the savior of the WNBA. She won't. Not if women don't start going to the games, watching the games, supporting this league.
What about the influx of – I hear your point, and I think you have a good point there. There's – I think – you know, it's crazy because you've seen an influx in, like, the superstars in the NBA trying to support the WNBA and going to the games and – traveling to see, you know, support the team, the hometown teams, and they're doing a really good job of that. They're bringing some awareness to the game. But yeah, I mean, what you're saying is true. I mean,
can I give you two numbers?
Go ahead.
Average salary.
Yep.
$113,000. Rob G makes that with overtime.
Rob, you making that much? We should switch.
Know that Rob pays well for Inside the Parker.
And here it is, Kerry. League's been around for 28 years. What's the average attendance from last year? Just pick a number. I want you to
average
pick
attendance for a WNBA
for a WNBA game. Yep. Average attendance last year. What was the average attendance?
2,500.
Wow. You really?
Am I close?
No. 6,614.
I mean, I know they hide the top, so you can't really tell what's up there. So that's why
6,000. This is 28 years later. 6,614, and guess what? They blame the guys that it's our fault that their league isn't succeeding.
Mm.
Could not be more untruthful. It is not based on us.
Right.
I don't know. Has a woman ever, like, invited you out on a date to go to a WNBA game? No, they want to go to the NBA game.
But would you go?
If it was a date,
if
and
it was
she,
a date. If
I
she,
would.
You would go.
If she was going to buy the tickets. The last time I went to a WNBA game, I remember I had two tickets. I put them on my windshield and I came out.
And they were still there.
No, there were eight tickets there when I came
out. Oh, no. Oh, man. Come on. Come on. Come on, ladies. Ladies. What, Rob?
Am I wrong, Kerry? Come on now.
But no, what you're saying is right, though. I mean, if...
I'm blaming women.
But women aren't. They're not into. They're most.
They go
most
to WNBA go. They go to NBA games. You ask them what. You've been in the crowd.
Yeah.
There's just as many women at the games. They're there with their guys. They're there.
Well, they're trying to catch somebody though.
Oh, is that what it is? That's what they're at the game.
They might catch LeBron. LeBron's married. LeBron's wrong one.
Yes.
But whoever.
Somebody's single.
Somebody's single. They may catch their attention at the game. They're not trying. They're maybe not trying to catch the WNBA girls' attention. You know what I mean? So I think that's a layer to that.
But they can take their boyfriend, their friends. They can make it an outing. My only point is that it's a shame that Caitlin Clark doesn't have an outlet for someone who's so electric, who's going to set the all-time college scoring record, not for women. For men and women.
Men and women, yeah.
Oh, she's going to pass Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And there's no viable place at home. She'll have to go abroad to make real money. You remember when Brittany Griner was caught in Russia? She was playing basketball over there to make money. There's not enough money here.
Yep.
She had to play in the WNBA and drive a Lyft to make the ends meet.
She was driving a Lyft.
No, come on, Ron.
I was like, come on, man. But no, it's true. I mean, you think of a player like a Brittany Griner, right? Who's she was dunking the ball. Like, you could actually go if you wanted to see some,
right,
some top end talent play and do some remarkable things.
There have been some great,
yes,
Rebecca Lobo. There have been great players. We know the Diana Taurasi.
Yeah.
All these great players who are playing in half empty arenas, mm-hmm, for little pay, and the WNBA after 28 years. If it wasn't for the support of the NBA, would it be around? It wouldn't even be around.
It wouldn't. But what would you do? What would you? How would you market it? How would you market it to the female audience, Rob?
I think they're marketing it out there, but the women have to embrace it. You can't complain about not getting stuff, and it's not fair because everything is a numbers game. It's real simple.
For sure.
If you're a sports writer at a newspaper, if nobody shows up to the games, then you're like, I'm not sending a reporter on the road with his team. They just had 5,000 fans.
Yeah.
If it's a sellout, you're gonna cover it. Caitlin Clark, you don't think they cover her like crazy?
No, the Big Ten tournament's already sold out.
Let me see, Steve. You talked about it before, right? You got the information.
Yeah, it sold out.
This
already.
Is what I'm trying to tell you.
For sure. Every session,
it's already sold out.
Sold out because people want to see her, and this is what I'm saying. Not every WNBA game has to be sold out.
It's not just that. It's like StubHub for last night's Lakers Clippers was $150 for the get in price. It's $250 for the Big Ten final because they're anticipating Iowa.
And this is what I'm saying. But the WNBA has missed a mark, and mostly because women haven't embraced it. Mm-hmm. I'm being hard on women tonight because I really think that you can change this.
Mm.
If she – where's your messiah? Here she is. Caitlin Clark is your messiah. Go to the temple and watch her in the WNBA. Don't let this be a college fad. And as soon as she goes to the WNBA, you stop going. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
If she go, Indiana has the first pick in the WNBA draft, they better sell out that building. And when she goes around the rest of the league, they better sell out that building.
Yeah.
She better not be playing in front of 4,000 and 5,000 and 6,000 people. The WNBA's messiah has arrived, but are the women up to the task? I'm not sure they are. I'm mad.
You guys should have saw his face after he made that point. It was an exasperated. It was like he didn't give you the noise, but it was there. That's what I felt.
That's right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.